We are just a few days from the Jewish festival of Shavuot, which begins on Saturday night. On this festival, we celebrate the giving of the Torah and read the Ten Commandments in synagogue. We also read the Book of Ruth, the biblical story of a woman from Moab, outside of Israel, who came, destitute, to her Israelite mother-in-law Naomi's hometown of Bethlehem, both of them having been widowed. Arriving in the town, Ruth, a refugee from abroad, takes up her and Naomi's entitlement under the laws of the Torah to benefit from the harvest of a local farmer, Boaz. She goes to his field at the harvest time, one of the reasons why the book is read on Shavuot, a harvest festival, and she gleans leftover grain. Boaz shows that he's a decent man by encouraging his workers to deliberately leave more behind for the poor and the stranger, from which Ruth and Naomi benefit. This entitlement of the poorest to share in enough of the wealth of those who are lucky enough to have property and produce, to be able to keep the poor alive and fed, is established close to the centre of the Torah, in Leviticus chapter 19, in the passage which ends, "Love your neighbour as yourself." By telling us to leave some of our field and orchard produce behind at all times for the poor, the stranger, those without family, to take, we're meant to see that our wealth partly belongs to them. It's not all ours to use and enjoy. Later in the book of Deuteronomy, while the beauties and plenty of the promised land are being extolled, we're told that the poor will never cease to be in your land. You must open your hand wide to your poor and needy brother. This means that there are no circumstances under which we can shut our eyes to poverty, to say that the issue's been dealt with and that our help is no longer needed. Not only that, it's the responsibility of everyone with wealth to free up some of that wealth to ensure that all can live and coexist. As Rabbi Yehoshua Engelman says, if you hold on to something too tight, the Bible says that you will lose it.